If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
If it's happening in your life and you don't know what to do about it, you bring it to Text Roulette, 414-432-1099. And it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Let's give the wheel a spin.
Do it. Let's get something good.
Find out where we land.
25.
All right, here we go. Number 25. Oh, boy. Okay. Anybody planning a wedding? Been planning a wedding? This looks like, as I'm skimming this, here we go.
Wedding drama.
Basically, am I a bridezilla because I won't change my wedding date for my ex? That's what it's kind of saying here. So we'll get you the text here as I'm kind of scrolling through this and seeing what's happening here. Oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah, why does an ex get involved in your wedding day?
My fiance and I are getting married July 18th. But my ex texted me that she is getting married the same day. She found out from our mutual friends we both invited. Oh, boy.
So the bride of the other wedding's reaching out.
She asked me to change our wedding date so that our friends don't have to choose which wedding to attend. My money has been put down for everything. My ex refuses to change dates, too. Am I being a bridezilla for not changing my wedding date?
And there's mutual friends that are invited to both weddings.
That is the problem. You got the mutual friends going like, oh, well, we were going to go to that. Oh, we were going to go to your wedding. Great. What am I doing?
Well, and this is unnecessary stress that you don't want to have to deal with before the wedding coming up in July. And what are the odds that you're all getting married on the same day?
Yeah, you're all getting married on the same day in July.
Which, by the way, congratulations on your upcoming wedding. This is supposed to be an exciting, happy time, but these little hiccups do come up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you had a chance to talk to the ex about how this is affecting you? And it's really up for your guests to decide which wedding they want to go to. Because now if you're going to change the date, you have all these other family members that have already saved the date and have made probably financial arrangements to be there for your day that now they're going to have to change it. You need to stick to your wedding day.
What about, and I don't what think, about the I other
don't
one?
Think, I don't think anybody, I don't think you're being a bridezilla. I think the ex, I think she sounds like a bridezilla to say you need to change your wedding day.
Well, yeah. Well, otherwise people are going to be going to the same...
Okay, let's
only one wedding, and then you're going to be looking at it going, oh, wait a minute. But we're friends with everybody here. Are we going to be going to this wedding or that wedding? Or do you crash one wedding and you leave and you go to the other one? Is that possible?
I think you figured out that the guests go to both weddings.
That's a lot to do. I've done that before.
Do you know what graduation season is like?
Exactly.
Graduation season is like, okay, what day is John having his party? What day is Matt having their party? We had to figure all this stuff out when Brayson was graduating from high school. And also when he was graduating from high school,
yeah,
he had one side of the family host a party, and then we hosted a party because dates didn't align. And there's a lot of people for our kids. So there were, we made sure there were separate dates. But we also did tell guests, look, we know Brayson, because, you know, parents are divorced.
Yeah.
We know he's having two parties. Please don't feel obligated to come to both parties. We just wanted to invite you all to each so that you could pick what day worked best for you.
Sure, you said that, but it doesn't sound like that's happening with these two wedding dates. You can pick that other wedding. It sounds like this is almost like a battle. This is almost like a tug of war for the friends. Who do we support? We support this bride or that.
Who are we friends with in the breakup?
Right.
It's like in the divorce. Hey, who do we side with here?
I think you have to change the date.
Look, it sounds
like
you're
going to be ugly.
It sounds like your ex is asking you to change your wedding date because it's inconveniencing her.
But you really can't because you've already put money down and all that stuff. So how could
you?
So
you can't.
You can't.
You can't change the date of the wedding.
Right.
Keep it the way it is. Other people have committed to it.
Right, everybody? That's basically what you're all going to say, right? Is there anybody who has anything different?
Again, your wedding day, we've said this multiple times, is the most important day in your life. So you have to do what works best for you and your partner. There is no other but. Nope. Let them be upset. Let your friends have to decide where they want to go. And maybe they'll give you a nicer gift if they feel like they're slighting you based on their attendance.
Isn't this going to cause problems, though, once July 18th. Isn't it going to be a problem if they all of a sudden...
It's April!
It happens after July, all of a sudden
they're going to lose money.
No, you're going to have this friend group split.
No.
That's what's going to happen.
I stand by...
No!
Stand by. Don't change the date.
I don't know. I always worry about other friends. All right, 414-432-1099. What do you think? This being a bridezilla for not changing the wedding date because the ex said, hey, we're getting married the same day. And all the friends are going to be coming to my wedding. No, they're going to go to your wedding. Can't change the date, though.
Which wedding is bringing out pizza at 11 o'clock? Those are my favorite weddings. We'll get to your calls coming up. But first, a break from our sponsors.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Am I being a bridezilla for not changing my wedding date? That's the question in text roulette. Apparently, getting married July 18th. The ex texted she's getting married the same day, and She has to change the wedding date so that the friends don't have to choose which wedding to go to. And Elizabeth, you were saying, too bad.
Don't change the date because of that. Your friends can figure out where they want to go.
I don't like
that
controversy.
And you'll learn who your true friends are. You'll know who picked what side in the breakup.
I don't like the controversy going here. I don't know. I would think that maybe there would be a way to try and find a different date. But Liz, what do you think?
I think you don't have to choose. You can go to the wedding itself for one and to the reception for the other.
Yeah, but what if one reception is better than the other and you miss out?
Well, that's too bad.
That's too bad, no. Or like Elizabeth said, she was like, hey, whoever has pizza at the end.
Yeah, Liz, right? Don't you love when you go to a wedding and you see that food come rolling out later in the night? It's the best invention, and I swear it was created here in Wisconsin at these Wisconsin weddings because people are drinking too much, and so you got to give them something in their tummy.
Right. I just think you're right. I think it'd be too late for either one to change their day. Yeah. But this way, you're really not picking and choosing. You're working it in so you can be there for both of them.
Yeah, it really comes down to the guests.
Who's more stressed out? The brides here or the guests? What time are we going to leave? Now we
gotta
be careful.
The brides, for sure the brides. They've got money down on this.
We got to find an Uber. Oh, my gosh.
No, the brides. Liz, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got some text messages here. Here's one that says they should do both weddings in the same place.
Hey, there you go. Why not?
Not
then
happening.
You can just kind of go from room to room. Hey.
Here's a great text to the Side and Limited text line. Absolutely not, meaning don't change your wedding date. Okay. Mutual friends can always attend a ceremony and then leave to go attend a reception or vice versa to spend time with each of their friends. And then here's another one, which I think this is wrapping it up here. No way. It's stressful enough to be a bride.
Woo.
Question, who had the venue first? I wouldn't change it. You had your stuff all arranged prior to them choosing the same day. I would say go pound sand. Bye, Felicia. You're not
That's
a bridezilla.
True.
Stand your ground. You can be friendly and say, I apologize. This might be inconvenient to your day, but this is the day that works for me and my fiance, so we're sticking to it.
You could be really polite like that and say, I apologize. Or you can be just like that texter. I had the venue first. Bye, Felicia. Go pound sand.
Go
Bye.
Pound sand.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.